With dropping temperatures and shorter days, that can only mean one thing. It's the holiday season. And while there's nothing quite like the first crackle of a wood fire or sipping a mug of your favorite warm beverage, one of my favorite things is cozying up with a stack of books. Hello, and welcome to Talk Bookish to Me, the podcast where readers gather to talk about books, share recommendations, and chase that five-star feeling. I'm your host, Gwen, and today I'm here solo in the studio to recommend some delicious novels to savor. With Thanksgiving on the horizon here in the U.S., I thought it would be fun to recommend some books with a food theme. I know that lots of cozy mysteries center around food, with settings like bakeries, cafes, cheese shops, noodle shops, the list goes on and on. And today, not only will I be sharing some of those with you, but I'll also recommend a wide range of other fiction novels perfect for food lovers. Don't forget, all of the books I mentioned today will be listed in the show notes, so when a craving hits, you know where to look.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, jumping into the recommendations. The first one is The Recipe Club, A Tale of Food and Friendship by Andrea Israel and Nancy Garfinkel. This is a charming, heartwarming, and sometimes heartbreaking story of two best friends who struggle through the typical ups and downs of friendship. It's mostly a collection of letters, recipes, and emails that were exchanged throughout the course of their friendship. And I know that that makes it sound like it's nonfiction, but it's fiction. And it's one of the earlier foodie fiction books I read, and it remains one of my favorites. Please ignore the devastatingly low ratings on Goodreads. Those readers must have gone into the book with likable characters in mind, or maybe I completely missed something, but it's a short epistolary novel, so why not give it a go? The next recommendation I have for you is also like one that I remember reading early on, like it was one of the first foodie novels I read as well. It is called The Particular Sadness of Lemon Cake by Amy Bender. And it's been quite a while since I've read this book, but I found that it has just really stuck with me through the years. On the eve of her 9th birthday, Rose bites into her mother's homemade lemon chocolate cake and discovers she has a magical gift. She can taste her mother's emotions in the cake. So begins an incredible story about a gift that can sometimes feel like a curse. It's a luminous tale about the enormous difficulty of loving someone fully when you know too much about them. Of course, if you look up foodie fiction, you're gonna see this next book on the list, and that is Sourdough by Robin Sloan. And this one is about our main character, Lewis Clary, who is a software engineer at General Dexterity, a San Francisco robotics company with world-changing ambitions. She codes all day and collapses at night, her human contact limited to two brothers who run a neighborhood hole-in-the-wall restaurant, a place she ends up ordering dinner from every night. But suddenly, due to visa issues, they have to move. But before they leave, they visit their number one eater, basically their number one customer, which is her, and give her their sourdough starter that they use to bake the bread that she loves so much. She must keep it alive. They tell her feed it daily, play it music, and learn to bake with it. So she does. And the results are interesting. I'll be honest, this was a little unhinged, but like in the best possible way. My next recommendation is Last Night at the Lobster by Stuart Onan. This recommendation is slightly different from others on this list because it follows a Red Lobster restaurant manager on the last night shift before the restaurant closes. So it's not necessarily food fiction, but it's food adjacent. And as someone who has worked in several restaurants, I can't recommend this book enough. If you have worked in the food service industry and you like reading books about like food and restaurants and stuff, it's short, so that like it's only 160 pages. It's truly just a slice of life story about the closing shift for the restaurant, and I found it so charming start to finish. The characters really came to life. They felt real and authentic to people working in a restaurant, from the wait staff to the kitchen staff and the cooks and the manager and all that. And like I said, the book was only 160 pages, so you really don't have anything to lose. Okay, next up is one of these authors that every time I pick up their book, I just find it really, I don't know, charming and very like wholesome and very well-written, and I get engaged in all of her stories. I'm talking about author Laura Dave, and the book that I'm referring to is Hello Sunshine. There's just something about her writing that I really enjoy. So in this one, we have culinary star Sunshine McKenzie, and she has a number one best-selling cookbook. Her cooking show is at the top of the charts. She has legions of fans and support, but that's all about to change because Sunshine has a secret and she's about to be exposed. So Sunshine gets hacked, and so begins her fall from grace. She loses her sponsors, her show, everything really. But what happens when she can finally step out of the web of lies and truly live? I know I'm being vague, but this book is also short. It's 242 pages, and I blazed through it in one sitting. The novel focuses on what it means to live authentically when we live in an inauthentic age. Basically, it's calling out social media and how it can be a slippery slope. This next one, you guys, oh my gosh, it stole my heart. It's When in Rome by Sarah Adams, and you really can't go wrong with a secretly sweet, grumpy hero who owns a bakery and a pop star who needs to get away from the overbearing people in her life who threaten to destroy her love of music. You mix in plenty of small town charm and troublemaking community members, and you have a winner. So in this one, Ray is a big fan of Audrey Hepburn, and when she hits her breaking point, she takes inspiration from the iconic film Roman Holiday and decides to run away to the nearest Rome, which just so happens to be in the middle of nowhere America. So when her car breaks down and a sexy stranger comes to her aid, Amelia isn't sure what to think. But it's not long before Noah is begrudgingly assisting Amelia in more ways than one. And although Noah is attracted to the pop princess, he's a hometown guy who has already had his heart broken by someone who was just passing through. And since they both know that Amelia will be leaving soon, there's a very good reason for Noah to stay away, which is easier said than done. Loved this one. Probably going to be in my favorites of the year. All right, another possible favorite of the year is The 7-Year Slip by Ashley Poston. It is about an overworked book publicist with a perfectly planned future that hits a snag when she falls in love with her temporary roommate, only to discover that he lives 7 years in the past. In this book, there are so many life lessons, great quotes, good descriptions, that everything felt so beautifully written and carefully crafted. I highly recommend that you have some lemon pie on hand when you read this, because it is not mentioned once or twice. It is a theme, it is a vibe, and I absolutely loved this book. All right, I also need to mention Lessons in Chemistry by Bonnie Garmus. It is super hyped at the moment because the book is amazing on its own, but the adaptation went live on Apple TV Plus on October 13th with new episodes dropping weekly. The book is set in 1950s America and follows the story of Elizabeth Zotz, whose dream of being a chemist is put on hold when she finds herself pregnant, alone, and fired from her lab. She ends up using her chemistry skills in the kitchen, and the rest is history. Read the book, have not watched the adaptation yet, but it looks really good, and I really like who they cast as Elizabeth Zotz. All right, if you're looking for a holiday recommendation, because the Christmas holidays are coming up, The Holiday Swap by Maggie Knox. This is perfect because it's about twin sisters who swap places for a week leading up to Christmas to get away from their own life and help each other in the process. So Cass heads to LA and to the set of Sweet and Salty for Charlie, and Charlie heads back to her hometown of Starlight Peak to take over the family bakery for Cass. In the process, we get two adorable romances, and it was just super cute and festive for sure. All right, so those are kind of like the novels that I wanted to recommend. I thought we could jump into some foodie cozy mysteries now. So if you're seeking those, maybe these are for you. The first one is Death by Dumpling by Vivian Chan. This is about Lena, and her love life soon becomes yesterday's news once the restaurant's property manager, Mr. Fing, turns up dead after a delivery of shrimp dumplings from Ho Lee. This is a super popular series, so you've probably already read it, but if you haven't, I highly recommend it. Next up is Arsenic and Adobo by Mia P. Manasala. When Lila moves back home to recover from a horrible breakup, her life seems to be following all the typical rom-com tropes. She's tasked with saving her Tita Rosie's failing restaurant, and she has to deal with a group of matchmaking aunties who shower her with love and judgment. But when a notoriously nasty food critic, who happens to be her ex-boyfriend, drops dead moments after a confrontation with Lila, her life quickly swerves into detective mode. All right, a few more to go. The next one is Magic Lies and Deadly Pies by Misha Pop, and I love that title so much. The first time Daisy Ellery killed a man with a pie, it was an accident. Now it's her calling. Daisy bakes sweet vengeance into her pastries, which she and her dog Zoe deliver to men who've done dirty deeds to the town's women. But if she can't solve the one crime that's not of her own baking, she'll be out of the pie pan and into the oven. Next up is another popular series. I don't know if people read these in order or out of order, but I'm just telling you the first book in the series. So this one is Chocolate Chip Cookie Murder by Joanna Fluke. It's about a woman named Hannah Swenson who owns a cookie shop called The Cookie Jar, and she lives in a town called Lake Eden with her trusty cat Moshi. And the next one I want to recommend under the cozy mystery category is The Uninvited Corpse by Michael Underwood. It's about a lifestyle food blogger in a Connecticut town getting back on her feet after a divorce. And lastly, I thought it would be super fun to recommend a few graphic novels. If you're like me, sometimes you just need to break up those big books, and these definitely have a great food theme in them. So I thought I would go ahead and recommend a few of those. So the first one is Bloom by Kevin Panetta, and this is the story about Ari and his plans for moving to the city with his band and making a career in music. His parents want him to stay home and keep working in the family bakery, so he comes up with a plan to basically train someone else to do his job, and they end up falling in love. The next recommendation is Supper Club by Jackie Morrow. And in this one, we have a group of seniors at Seaside High, Nora, Lily, and Iris. And their differing schedules and mounting extracurriculars inspire the girls to form a secret club where they can still hang out without sacrificing their future aspirations. So enter the Supper Club, the delicious solution to their problem. Next up is Relish My Life in the Kitchen by Lucy Kinsley. And this is a graphic memoir about her love of food. She's the daughter of a chef and gourmet, and the talented young cartoonist comes by her obsession honestly. In her forthright, thoughtful, and funny memoir, Lucy traces key episodes in her life thus far, framed from what she was eating at the time and lessons learned about food, cooking, and life. This next one is super fun, and it was actually a recommendation from my bestie. It is Batter Royale by Liesl Adams, and this is a young adult graphic novel about a 17-year-old small-town waitress named Rose who impresses a famous food critic, and then she and her best friend Fred find themselves thrust into the tough world of competitive baking. The contest is an intense 10 days of bizarre challenges, and the competition is cutthroat. It also had a good balance of like real world tough topics and like real life scenarios. So I highly recommend that one. And my last recommendation for today is Crumbs by Danny Sterling. In this one, we have our main character, Ray, who is a young seer struggling with her powers, who discovers her first love and friendship in her town's magical bakery. This is a very special town, and there's even more unusual things happening at the bakery with a selection of baked treats handcrafted to help your dreams come true. So that's a wrap on delicious novels to savor. But before you go, I wanted to shout out my Patreon community, the Night Owls. They make all of this possible. For the cost of a cup of coffee, you can join my cozy community and spend the holidays with us. I have so many fun things planned, not only for the rest of the year, but I have already started planning for 2024, and it's going to be amazing. So consider joining the ranks for as little as $5 a month. And yeah, that's it. So Talk Bookish to Me is a bi-weekly podcast bringing you book discussions, recommendations, and literary topics galore. Rate and review the podcast on Apple and Spotify. It helps other readers find the podcast. Be sure to tag Talk Bookish Podcast in your listening selfies and stories on Instagram. The link for Patreon is in the show notes, along with all of the books that I mentioned today. Until next time, happy reading!